friends, we're just back in the farm here again, the sheep farm, and we're talking a little bit about the lambs and the sheep and the shepherd. And you couldn't mention those things without considering Isaiah chapter 53, one of the great chapters in the Word of God that brings us to the cross. And Isaiah 53 was written 700 years before the events that it spoke of took place. It speaks about Calvary in great detail, and I just want to read a few verses from Isaiah 53. Verse number 5, but he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities, the chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. And there's one thing you notice about sheep. Once one starts to be on the move, generally the whole flock will go with them. If I jumped in to this pen behind me over the fence here, all of those sheep would go one direction. They generally stick together. It's the herd or the sheep mentality. And the human race, the Bible says, is a lot like that. We have departed wholesale from God. All we like sheep have gone astray. Sheep find it very easy to get lost. And yet the Savior, the Son of God, came to seek and to save that which was lost. Maybe today you acknowledge that you are lost. You're not sure where you are. You're not sure where you're going. You maybe want to get to heaven someday, but you're not sure how to get there. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, but the Lord has laid upon him, upon Christ, the iniquity of us all. And then it says in verse number 7 concerning the Savior, he was oppressed and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before her shearers is dumb, so he openeth not his mouth. About 20 years ago or more, I remember being in Australia in a large shearing station, and there were hundreds of sheep out in the paddock waiting to be sheared, and the noise would have deafened you. They were bleating, they were jumping over the top of each other, the noise was quite telling. And inside the shearing station, there were two shearers at work shearing a sheep each. And whenever the sheep came out of the flock into the parlour, into the shearing station to get sheared, it just relaxed, stopped making noise, was totally quiet, and all you could hear was the hum of the clippers as the shearer took the fleece off the sheep. And it just reminded me of this portion of scripture. For 3 years the Savior preached and cried aloud and spared not and lifted up his voice like a trumpet and declared the way to God and the way of life. And yet before Pilate he fell silent. He had said everything that needed to be said, and then he went to the cross and offered up his life as a sacrifice for our sins. But the challenge again today, friend, is do you know him as your Savior? You can't read words like this and look at these sheep and these lambs without thinking about these great truths. All we like sheep have gone astray, but the Savior, the Lord Jesus, as a sacrifice, laid down his life for us. May God write his word upon our hearts and encourage you today to put your trust in the Savior, and if you're a Christian, to continue rejoicing in the things of God. So thank you for listening. Thanks to your cameraman today too. He's doing a great job, and I appreciate that.